a mysterious bird with a thunderous call, a cannibalistic spider with eyes like emeralds, and a giant carnivorous reptile with amazing flying skills. NPR's John Nielsen met them all this past week while looking for unusual research work in the scientific journals, and he filed this report.
Some birds tweet, and some birds screech. Then there are the 50-pound flightless cassowary birds found in the forests of Papua New Guinea. Andrew Mack, a cassowary expert with the Wildlife Conservation Society, says these creatures sound like dinosaurs.
If you think of, like, Jurassic Park or something, you know, the sort of scenes where the big dinosaur is coming towards them and, you know, they're kind of hearing it and they're going, what the hell is that? And then that's sort of what this sounds like. It's like something Spielberg cooked up in one of his movies.
Skeptical? Listen to this. That's a recording of a cassowary made in Papua New Guinea. Mac says it vibrates coffee cups and makes your chest rumble. He also says these are mysterious birds.
We know very little about them. They're like big cats, kind of stealthily moving around the forest in the shadows and very hard to study.
Cassowaries are the biggest vegetarians in the bird world, but don't push them, Mac says. If you do, they'll probably show you the long, hooked killing claws they've got on their big feet.
It's another thing that's neat about these birds. I mean, there aren't many birds out there that can actually kick your ass, literally, and kill you. So these ones will.
Mac says the cassowaries of Papua New Guinea have been hunted to the brink of extinction in recent years. To find out how many birds are left, he recently hid a bunch of extremely powerful microphones in the forests of that country, which led him to a surprising discovery. Apparently, most of the sound waves produced by these birds are too low to be heard by humans.
That's the part that would carry best. The lower it goes, the better it carries. So these widely spaced birds are communicating, perhaps, with something that we can't even hear if they're far enough apart. So, you know, that was kind of an eye-opener for me.
If cassowary counting doesn't interest you, how about a little wolf spider hunting? Entomologist Eileen Hebbets, formerly of Cornell University, says it's easy. Just put a headlamp on and walk around at night in wolf spider habitat. After a while, you'll start to see the light come bouncing back off their little green eyes.
And they really literally look like little sparkling emeralds. And you can see them walking around. You can see one's just sitting there. And so you just focus on one and then just walk straight up to it and bend down. And sure enough, there's a spider there.
Hebbets reports on the reproductive preferences of the female wolf spider in the latest issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Apparently, the females like to mate with males whose leg hairs look familiar to them.
Males of the unfamiliar type were significantly more likely to be cannibalized. It's amazingly quick and impressive.
She says male wolf spiders come in different colors. When the females are ready to mate, they remember the colors of males they knew when they were young. Hebbets wants to find out how they do that.
I think if we make any progress on learning about learning and memory, some of the biggest breakthroughs are going to come from these simpler organisms.
Finally, let's go back to Jurassic Park for just a minute. You remember that part of the second sequel where people keep jumping out of the way of dive-bombing pterosaurs at the last minute? Well, according to a study in the latest edition of the journal Nature, that is not the way it would have happened. After examining CAT scans of the skulls of two different pterosaurs, Larry Whitmer of the Ohio University College of Osteopathic Medicine says it's likely that these giant winged reptiles were amazingly nimble flyers with an incredible ability to keep their eyes on the prize.
Something that we call in our jargon gaze-stabilizing mechanisms. And pterodactyls apparently had highly adapted gaze-stabilizing mechanisms. This is absolutely critical. If you're a visually oriented predator, that's where the rubber meets the road. Because if you cannot keep your target, in this case prey, within your sights, then you're going to miss a meal.
One part of Jurassic Park does seem more accurate in light of all of this recent research, however. According to Mack, structural similarities suggest that the cassowary of Papua New Guinea may have inherited the call of the dinosaurs that are its distant ancestors. John Nielsen, NPR News.